Welcome back, party people. This is Mucho Mondays, the only podcast that already comes with three shots of espresso in your ears. We're your hosts, Daniel Avocado and
Byron Gonzalez, for short, or Byron G. I think Byron G is easier. And welcome back, like she said. And that intro song that introduced you to us was David Guetta featuring Nicki Minaj and Afrojack with Hey Mama. And Disto did his little remix on it.
Sounds groovy. As soon as he played it, I was like, okay, that is the direction that we are taking you guys in today.
Well, because you chose the intro song last week, and that kind of took us into this direction. I felt this song was really explosive.
Explosive indeed, but I am ready to fucking explode your hearts with all this sensitive ass music that we're about to play for you guys.
But don't forget, after sensitive music, we have good segments coming up for you guys. Awesome segments like shows, quotes, and urban facts, or what is it?
It's Uber Facts. Make sure you follow them on Instagram, but not before you listen to us.
We also have quick wit headlines somewhere in the middle, I guess.
And some of the shows that I'll be bringing up are free, so make sure you stay tuned for that, because I know you already spent money on your Halloween costume. But first, the music.
Enjoy being hurt. I know you smell the perfume, the makeup on the shirt. You don't believe his stories. You know that there are lies. Bad as you are, you stick around, and I just don't know why.
If I was your man,
baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'd be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserve good things.
This for the diamonds,
head for the rain.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you. It's a shame, don't even know what you were. Everywhere you go, they stop and stare, cause you're bad and it shows. From your head to your toes, out of control. Baby, you know
what you want.
Baby, you
never worry about
what I do.
I'll be coming home
back to you every night, doing you right.
You're the type of woman
deserves good things.
This for the diamonds,
a head for the rings.
Baby, you're a star.
I just wanna show you you are. You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. Oh baby, good love and protection. Show make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you.
Damn, why you came around? I already told you, I ain't even down. Damn, why you came around? I already told you, I ain't even down.
Knowledge of the mouths where we make the people bounce for the music gets around.
That's me, riding in the back of a taxi. Gotta go home where I can't sleep. Kill the telephone and be alone to advance when it had to be. Psychos, caught in the middle of a typo. Act like you didn't know life goes. The world fair ain't no fair when you're working at the sideshow. Well, you find a little piece of hell. I hope there's a mirror in your cell to break every day you wake up to you and take a look at yourself. Now calm down, just another tear from the sad clown. Take another year, put it on the ground. Spread it all around, little gas and a match, and it's all gonna pass like
make the people move to the movement you get. Move to the movement, the moment you see. To move your mind, but just don't lose it. Find a time to fuse it to the life you're choosing. Yes, y'all, we moving at the speed of life. Illuminate the path that we're moving on. Accumulate knowledge and amounts. What it makes the music count for the music it surrounds. Make songs to move you to your dead wrong. Wrong or right, I fight through the morning light. Catch sight of this child of the wild moon. Consume a wild shroom, laughing at your cartoons. On a bar stool, trying to stay sane and maintain this feral blood, drinking wolf's bane. Fuck what you say, you're trying to make a fake connection like a toothpaste.
My thoughts come mildly affected by you and the light you projected. No choice but to clash with a battle. You had me here to cast a shadow. One seed would grow your belief, but if we agreed, no one would bleed. Can't lose the need to struggle, just another piece of the puzzle. Fuck you, must do what I think is best for who. Throw your hands in the air, try to catch the truth. Set the preferences on burn, cause it's your world, but your world don't turn. Make it hot, try to make it out. Sitting in the same spot, same vacant house. Get proud, get loud, and you still don't know what I'm talking about.
Yes, y'all, we moving at the speed of light. Illuminate the path that we're moving on. Accumulate knowledge out of mouths where we make the people bounce for the music it surrounds. Yes, y'all, we moving at the speed of light. Illuminate the path that we're moving on. Accumulate knowledge out of mouths where we make the people bounce for the music it surrounds. You leave, you try, you laugh, you cry, you dead, you lie, you live, you die. You will, you won't, you feel, you don't. You heal and you crack, and I promise still I got your back. You leave, you try, you laugh, and you cry. You did, and you lie, and you live, and you die. You will, and you won't. You feel, and you don't. You heal, and you crack, and I promise still I got your back. You leave, and you try, you laugh, and you cry. You did, and you lie, you live.
She said, I don't want a model, I don't want a movie star. You don't have to win the lotto. Oh, I want you to win my heart, yeah. She said, I just want someone true. She said, I just want someone to smoke with me, babe, and lay with me, babe, and laugh with me, babe. I just want the simple things, to smoke with me, babe, and laugh with me, baby, and lay with me, babe. Cause I just want the simple things, and I just want you. I don't need a motto. Maybe I don't need a debutante. Just be a tough act to follow. You know, a free spirit with a wild heart. Oh, I said I just want someone real and someone true.
I need you to smoke with me, baby.
Smoke with me, baby.
I just wanna keep my tongue for it zone while I get some head. Hold up. I take your spirit like the Grand Reaper. Hold you so close, I feel your heartbeat. Damn size for that juice. We conversate and do jitsu. Pass off that loud till you gon' roll it over, no issue. As quiet as kept it, keep it 1,000. Just knowing you gon' be there when I'm all done and winning. New Range Rover autobiography. You can let your girl get in front, I play the back, say the back. Relax in your mind, that's my intuition. Once our chemistry combined, love is revolution. I cherish every moment, I'm a better man. I get to dancing with the devil, hope you understand. I be flowing around with the sauce bag on me. I hope you hold me down till I fade away.
I just want you.
Fade away.
Look at
me. Down till I fade away.
I just want you.
I really, really hope
I just want the simple thing.
That you guys enjoyed that baby making soundtrack we provided you with. And if you didn't catch all of it, hit rewind. It's about that time in the fall. If you want to have a baby in the spring and summer. I'm just kidding. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you suddenly become an expert on making babies and when they're going to come out? I mean, you could just do the math, you know.
Yeah, you know, I figured that Mucho Mondays would target that demographic that everybody else is leaving out. That soundtracks to conceiving babies.
I think all this came up, like, in real time, like, in real life. Like, I bet it was just a bunch of white women trying to figure out when their baby would be due in fall. So they can have pumpkin spice lattes with their babies or something.
Oh my god, I hate it when people go to I mean I know you probably do that, people out there, but when people go to Starbucks and they get their toddlers and shit like that baby ass cup with like chocolate hot chocolate and like a shit ton of whipped cream.
And then and then take a bunch of Instagram photos like, oh my god, my baby with Starbucks.
Ah! Okay. We took this in a whole different direction. Again, in the beginning of our beautiful podcast, that was Mario, a Tim Gunther remix. And you really can't go wrong with that jam. It's the best. Let Me Love You, just in case you don't know all that. After that was Heems with Damn Girl. And number three on the list of baby making soundtracks, my all-time favorite, is Living Legends with Moving at the Speed of Life. And this very last one, I'm actually going to let Byron tell you who it is, because he's been singing it all over the Mucho Monday studio.
I've been showing Daniela my R&B voice. That was Miguel featuring Future and Chris Brown with Simple Things. Awesome song by Miguel. I'm not going to show you the... I'm not going to let you listen to my R&B voice, because that's only for selected people. But what's not selective is my quick wit headlines that I got set up for you. Let's go to the quick wit headquarters.
Live from the More Better Media Center, it's Quick Wit Headlines with Byron G.
All right, Byron Gonzalez here with today's top stories. So last Monday, California passed a law allowing doctors to prescribe drugs for patients that are on the verge of suicide. Incidentally enough, the drug side effects are diarrhea and increased urges of suicide. According to a current Google search engine study, America apparently is over gun control. From Google's data, the search for gun control has dramatically decreased. These studies show that after every school shooting, there is a spike in searches concerning gun control. So what they're trying to tell us is there needs to be more school shootings for people's interest in gun control to stay afloat. I'm kind of confused by this article. Why would they give us that information? In other news, if you guys watched the Democratic debate last week, you probably noticed or didn't notice that Joe Biden was not in attendance. And reason for that being was that he was attending his high school reunion. Because during high school, Joe Biden was a quote unquote cool kid. And to keep up his appearance, he told everybody at the reunion he ditched the debate to come hang with them as he puffed his cigarette in the boys' bathroom during the reunion. And last week, a UC Berkeley astronomer was accused of sexually harassing students, and because of that, he decided to resign. What was he harassing the students with? Was he telling them that they had space pants and that their ass was out of this world? Because he's an astronomer. Get it? Space pants. Anywho, that was this week's top stories. Back to Mucho Mondays.
All right. So now that you are now better informed about the current events of our world, here is some Lil Dicky featuring Snoop Dogg with one of his newest songs, Professional Rapper.
Hello, how can I help you?
Hi, my name's Dave Bird. I have an appointment today. It's probably under Lil Dicky, actually. I'm a rapper, so.
Okay, and who are you here to see?
Snoop Dogg. Says here, Snoop D-O-G-G.
Oh, yeah. He's right down the hall. First door to your right. Give him a knock and he should be right with you.
Grab a seat.
Thanks, I'm Dave. Very nice to meet.
Dave, what it do? You can call me dog. Let me just check your sheet.
No problem, sir. Let me just say, I'm a big fan of the shit that y'all made. I can't lie, I've been thinking about this all day.
All good, there's a reason that we call Dave. Let me start with your background, where you come from.
Sure, I was undergrad down there in Richmond.
Before that.
Are you talking about my hometown?
Yeah.
I was born out of Philly, grew up in a little silly old town called Cheltenham. That's in the suburbs, upper middle wealth around.
So real shit, you ain't never had to struggle for much?
I wouldn't say it like that. We just had a different kind of trap.
Elaborate.
Well, I ain't never had a
tool, but I had to be the man of school. Like I was doing shit I had to do. So when I finished undergrad, I'm cool and I could get whatever job I wanted.
But the job you wanted wasn't all that bumping.
Yeah, and I saw quick all the flaws that be coming when you grow like that. When you been racing them rats, you ain't been making them raps.
Boo-hoo, what a hardship. How you better get the rap shit started?
Man, my bar mitzvah for money, but don't diss me, buddy. I wasn't one of them youngins up on the block who had nothing to lose. I must have wanted this a lot, I had something to choose.
Look at that, I can see there's something to prove up in your ass.
Yeah, I guess.
That's enough of the past. What makes you wanna do rap?
Oh my god, it's the best. Bitches let me drop on their breasts. Literally, I can reinvent myself. I get a form to project myself. It's never boring. Every morning I wake up and try to best myself. I never gotta be suppressed or stealthy to express myself. It's kinda healthy.
Cool, now let me put you through a couple hypotheticals.
Sure.
In a club and a couple niggas threaten you.
I wouldn't do shit, and I don't even get what they gotta do with this.
Shut the fuck up, rap's like life. If you wanna do this, then you won't get far acting like a little bitch.
Nah, that's my niche. Don't get offended by this, but that's the market y'all miss. That's the target I'll hit, and that's the heart of my pitch. I wanna do this whole thing different.
The fuck you mean you wanna do the whole thing different?
I think, like, you know, traditionally people have been doing the job, the same kind of way for a long time.
But traditionally speaking, this shit works, right?
No, I get that, but I just think, like, you know, you don't know if it could be working even better. And I think you should look at me as an opportunity to find that out.
So what are your biggest strengths?
Well, my flow is crazy. I can switch that amazing. For example, I could be like, ain't nobody fucking with Ladiggy when he get up on this shit and spit his ticket ridiculous. Ribbing this shit like it's never been did, and the rhythm is never predictable, cause I can switch to deliver this shit in whatever cadence you bitches prefer.
Alright, I get it.
Top of that, lyrically, I'm pretty damn clever.
Go.
Got a long bottom bitch called a hoe Neville.
Bro.
And I blow it from the junk, Derrick Rose knee.
Oh.
You can say I'm pretty smart, how I know better. And y'all been winning like Vistorius, it's no feat. Bro, I could go on and on, I'm taking over and they mad like father-in-laws.
Okay, enough of the punchline. That ain't showing me you different than the other guys.
Well, I don't know if they can run it like that, but ain't nobody else doing funny tight rap.
What's that?
Well, I could tell a story about my morning watching Boy Meets World and jerking off to the Pangalorm. It's like the 14-year-old of Panga.
Oh, this shit like a joke to you? I don't get it.
Nah, it ain't like that. I just happen to be a nutty, abundantly funny type of individual, like as a guy. So when I get up on the mic, I ain't finna just lie. Real recognize real, right?
Yeah, I guess. So what you trying to do 5 years from now? Tell me about the dude.
Well, I don't care about the money, like it's the respect that I'm wanting. Honestly, I just wanna be one of the greats, where they gotta bring a poya up every debate. I don't wanna lead the game the same.
In a nutshell, what's your legacy?
Well, I wanna be the dude that came in and made a stand-up rap with the random rap and a man like that. For the people that was anti-rap, yeah, the fans of rap started to recognize the anti-rap is ironically one of the real brands of rap left.
That shit sound pretty damn complex.
I guess I wanna be the best, I just wanna do it my way and turn a whole game sideways and show people you ain't gotta be resigned to the highway. You can make a path while these motherfuckers drive straight.
I ain't mad at that.
Well, thanks, man, that's my plan of attack. Just let me in and I'ma rap the plaques, and I ain't about to win them back to back. I'm about to win them like it's back to back to back to back to back till I stop rapping.
You ain't even sold a damn album yet. That's a lot of talk from a wily vet, let alone a young rook, nigga.
You misread me.
Nah, this ain't a book, nigga.
Well, that's one of my flaws. I'm too competitive, dog.
Nah, you just fucking repetitive, dog. I get it, you trying to be better than all, but you aren't shit until Cheddar's involved.
I get that, I gotta prove myself.
No shit, you ain't done shit.
But think about that, dog. Only doing this a couple of years, one taping them like this.
This shit is alright for your first shit, but you don't know if it's your worst shit.
Well, you don't think finding out would be worth it?
It might be, it might not. But I'ma put your ass to work, kid.
Wait, like I have the job? Like, really?
Well, one more thing. Let me see if you can put a hook together. What would you do for the hook for this song?
You want me to make a hook up right now?
Do I look like the type of nigga that like repeating himself?
Okay.
Man, do the hook.
I'm about to be professional. Homie, I'm professional. So, maybe like a low voice type thing?
Nigga, that shit is garbage, man.
Well, you know, I feel like there might have been some upside to it, but I'm not good at thinking of things on the spot like that. Don't y'all normally, like, outsource for that kind of thing sometimes?
Whatever, man. You trying to smoke a blunt?
Right now?
Yeah.
Sure.
Dope. Juanita, bring some weed in here, please. Thank you.
You got it, Snoop. I'll be right there.
Thanks, Juanita. Super nice woman.
Nigga, why does everything you say sound so soft?
I really don't want to be spoken to like that, so.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, I got y'all weed.
Damn, that's some great-looking weed. It's just so early.
Can I get you guys anything else while I'm here? Coffee? Tea? Head? Bottled water?
Did you just say head?
Yeah. You ain't never got no head before?
I mean, it just feels like a lot right now.
Okay.
But what kind of tea do you guys have?
We got mint, raspberry, Earl Grey, English breakfast.
Actually, I'll take head.
I knew your little dirty ass wanted some head.
Hold up. Let me get my mind. Let me get my mind right. Yeah. Let me get my mind. Let me get my mind right. You know everything is all right.
You know everything is out.
Just ride with a motherfucker. Keep it real, never lie to a motherfucker. Hold me down. Chillin' in a got a DeVita, rockin' Adidas with a senorita. And she's sippin' liquor by the leader, that's royalty. Like the homie Gambino, he know we be in a casino. Like in Cubas with a C-note, I'ma fuck the game. Yeah, yeah, that's my libido. Coming up shorter than Danny DeVito whenever I step on the beat, ho. Like a killer on the creek slope. Have my share of defeat, but we still gon' eat, ho. Why the fans bump a work into forever on repeat, though. Wondering if I'ma ever fall off. Feeling mad at the world when they hit it with a start off. Blowing up like a Molotov. This is war, everybody ain't no reason I'ma call it off. Get it right, shout out to the homie Dizzy Reich. In the studio every day so you know this shit about to be a busy night. Everything is up, everything is alright.
It's finally famous over everything. Rap Hat Gang. What up though, Logic? Yeah. Day one shit right there.
Hold up, let me get my mind, right. Yeah, let me get my mind right. You know everything is alright. You know everything is out.
Oh my God, they plotting and scheming. Fuck boys, rather me not even breathing. They trying to take my blessings away. They gotta be demons. I'm blessed every day and not blessed like I'm sneezing. I'm healthy and well on top of my ship and I'm not even sinking it. I could just sit back and say that I'm happy but can't spend a day without smoking and drinking. Got champagne problems. And I order more of my wardrobe is or gold. I'm a young nigga with an older soul but still young enough to know I gotta know some more. I made something out of nothing. Shine down the magician. She doing tricks with her pussy, I guess she's a magician. She tryna hold on to a nigga, stack, stacking up. Purell for these fake niggas, tryna dab me up. Hype nigga, back it up. Claiming that we homies, boy stop. That's the type of shit a boycott. Yelling fuck the 5-0, state troops. Any nigga with a badge, I don't even trust the Boy Scouts. Got these good girls hoeing out. Tell me what the fuck you know about. Being that nigga that these niggas don't know about. Then they throw you in the game and you motherfucker blow it out. Now everything is alright.
Let me get my mind right. You know everything is alright.
Yeah.
You know everything is
yeah, whipping through Gotham, hating motherfuckers, I wanna off. I'm hella endorphins, got me living like to the coffin. I'm coughing, wondering if I'm going the same. Nobody know I'm a pain, but I be killing cause I'm into the game. Now looking back, it's like ain't nothing the same. All these Spanish women watching me like a novella. Hit you with a Beretta, get you wetter than an umbrella. Ain't nobody better do it like me. I know a lot of motherfuckers don't like me, probably wanna fight me. But I just keep the peace, no need to keep a peace. I keep my enemies on a leash, capiche? And keep it real for the people I reach.
That was Logic featuring Big Sean with All Right. I actually heard that song on my runs that I'm attempting to go on. And it put me up. It got me up that hill. So I figured I'd share it with you guys. I don't usually share too much of the newer stuff. But I think with these past two songs, I'm set for the rest of the year. But while we're on a funny note, because that Lil Dicky song, that shit's pretty funny. If you haven't seen the video, oh my God, go check it out. It's comedy. But on the topic of funnies, as I was saying, here's a really funny comedian that Mr. Byron G picked out for you guys.
This is Mr. Ron Funches. Just listen to that name. It's already pretty fun. This is Ron Funches talking about hip hop.
Son's super chill. We like to hang out all the time. He's my best bud. I think our favorite thing to do together is listen to music. Favorite type of music is rap music. Our favorite type of rap music is ignorant rap music. The dumber, the better. Like if you can rhyme titties with titties. I'll buy your whole collection. Just keep it coming, Juicy J. All But it can be difficult to get your friends into it. Because rappers can make weird first impressions. Like one of my favoritest of songs starts with the line, "And I probably fucked your bitch." That's a horrible way to introduce yourself to me. I guess I'll put this cheese plate back in the fridge. This dinner party got weird.
All right, guys, this show is jam-packed with information as well as music. So I'll try and keep it short and sweet, but here are some shows as promised for this week. We have Echoplex tonight at 8:30 if you're listening to us on a Monday as soon as we come out. Monday the 19th, 8:30 at the Echoplex, we have Kim and the Created, Audacity, LA Witch, and Walter. It's, you know, a bunch of power punk, garage rock, just general rock. So check that out. It's free. Why not if you're in the area? Tuesday the 20th, we have at the Observatory, Marilyn Manson, if you're trying to spend $60 to get wild. And if not, you can also go to La Cita and check out a local band, The Astronauts, which have also done shows with the Rebel Lions. They're going to be playing with Tierra Madre at 7 p.m. And once again, it's free at La Cita. Also on the 22nd at the San Manuel Indian Bingo and Casino, we have Mrs. Erica Badu. The price for the tickets is a tad bit hefty, $45 to $65. They vary, but for Erica Badu, if you're trying to go, you have the night off, why not? Also at the Wiltern on the 22nd, we have the Airborne Toxic event for $35, slightly less than Mrs. Badu. So at the Observatory, we have Pepper on the 22nd for $20. Over in Silver Lake at the Satellite, we have Go Betty Go on the 22nd as well. Starts at 9 p.m. They're going to be playing for $10, if I didn't already say that, with the Love Me Nots.
It sounds like the Observatory is really trying to get people to Santa Ana, because all those shows have been no more than $20, and the least has been like $5.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they just have a reggae show last week or something like that?
Okay, I've been there. It's really far.
Yeah, but hey, if you have the time and you have ass, gas, or grass, fuck it, make the trip. Keep the music scene alive. At the Fonda on the 23rd, we have The Addicts. Not sure if that's sold out yet or not. Also, Whiskey A Go-Go, the 23rd. We have Agent Orange going on at 7 p.m. At the Redwood Bar and Grill, one of another local favorite of mine, Bonbon, is going to be playing on the 23rd for $20. I don't know the other bands, but they're like a surf rock band from San Pedro, all chicks, really smart and beautiful. So they're going to be playing with the 567 Nates, Bloodline, David Allen, and the Arrows. So scope that out if that is your cup of tea.
That's a long, the 5678. Wow. That, wow.
I know, but it has like a little, it runs smooth on the tongue.
That's why I'm like, wow, that is kind of genius, but unlikely. It's cool.
Yeah, well, you know what? Your next few artists sound pretty cool as well. So I'll let you get to that.
She doesn't want to say any of the artists I put up because they're difficult to pronounce. But this one isn't too difficult. This one's ZHU featuring Luna George with Automatic. It's a brand new one too.
Ooh, some people take it for unit friction, but they try too hard. And ooh, they just don't understand. Too much pressure, won't supply demand. I don't think you know. You open up my eyes. I'm alive. I'm moving to your rhythm and your vibe. I love when we're united. Let's try it. Hold on, you the only one. It's automatic.
it's automatic. When you walk in the room, you change my mood, it's automatic. It's automatic. It's automatic.
take out the knife. Take out the knife. Sharpen it twice. Count all the money, my money, 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 my money, 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 my money, money. Some do you know you're gonna die. Some folks try to tell you why. Bum 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 bum. Where do you think they'll hide your bones? Out in the field or all alone? Bum 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 bum. Nobody knows when it will end.
Alright, that last song was by Will Butler, his song called Anne. Will Butler is actually someone from Arcade Fire. I didn't go too much into looking it up because I suck. But before that was the Arcs with My Mind. And you guys, and if you guys didn't know, they already have an album out. And a little cool thing that I might put up on the MySpace, Facebook MySpace page is that that video to that last one, to the Will Butler song, is featuring Emma Stone. So it's a really, really cool video to watch just because Emma Stone's in it.
That is all. She's the babe. What else do you guys need, right?
Exactly. You actually probably need some cool facts and some cool quotes.
That's always fun. It's what I spend the majority of my internets on.
Yeah, you guys search for quotes all the time, but we have very specific quotes for you guys today and facts. Let me tell you ones that really blew my mind somehow.
He said blew his mind.
You want some headphones? You guys seen that meme? Yes, I would like some head. And how did you know my name was Phones? No, that's not part of it. Okay, first quote. What if when you die they ask you, hey, how was heaven? Whoa.
Whoa. Trip out.
Okay. Okay, next one. What screws us up most in life is the picture in our head of how it's supposed to be.
Deep. But did you guys know that Australia is one of the 22 countries that penalizes its citizens for not voting? Other countries include Argentina, Brazil, Ecuador, and Peru. Crazy. Maybe we should start doing that here. Who knows? Also, a UK company has developed an ice cream containing jellyfish proteins that glows when you lick it. Would you try it, Byron? I know you probably would.
No, how is that even safe? Like, aren't jellyfish poisonous to us? I don't... That's... Unless it was developed by scientists, I don't know,
but I think your next quote might make you think a little differently.
All right, guys. This will put your whole life in perspective. Today is the tomorrow you were worried about yesterday. It also sounds kind of like a Beatles quote. I don't know. It's a little similar.
I can see how you can interpret it that way.
Yeah, cool quote. One last one from me. Don't believe everything you think.
You know what? Some people really need to hear that, myself included, because I'm the type of person that when something gets in my head, something is in my head. It's drilled in there.
Yeah, so you guys should probably just rewind this little bit a couple times to remind yourself.
Or we can repeat it. Don't believe everything you think. Unless what you're thinking is right, then by all means, believe it. But another fact that you should believe, the cooler your room is, the easier it may be to fall asleep, which is something that most Californians or Angelinos, I should say, are for sure very aware of.
Am I right? You're right. Elbow nudge.
Yep. Researchers suggest the optimal room temperature for a good night's sleep is 66 degrees Fahrenheit. People who sleep in colder rooms also tend to be healthier than those who do not.
Damn, I'm cranking my AC up.
Yeah, if you're lucky like me and live in an apartment where they pay for the electricity, why not do
Take
it?
Take advantage. That's how you make the most out of your rent.
There you go. Another Uber fact. By the way, this is being provided by Uber Facts on Instagram. Shout out to them. Thank you. A soldier once asked Eminem for an autograph. Eminem said, sure, if I can have yours.
Dude, I just thought of something for Uber. They should have these Uber facts scrolling along on a back tablet. You know what I'm saying? Like in taxis, they have the little screen. But in Uber cars, it'll just be these facts. Dude, they're going to need to pay me something if they listen to this.
Yeah, they should. People should pay us money when they... use our work. I definitely agree with that, Byron. Funny story about that. Once when I was a young lass living in Inglewood, there was a car in front of us. I was in the car with my family, my mom, dad, and my little bro. And this fucking car had porn playing on all four of its, on both. I was thinking all those titties. But there was just, oh, it was so wrong. I was scarred for a few years after that.
That's how you started watching porn. That was your first bit of porn. You're like, that scares
with my
me.
Parents.
That scares me but intrigues me.
Oh my god.
That's so bad.
Another quick little fact that's nice and relevant. On October 3rd, Aaron Samuels asked Katie what day it was.
I don't get that one.
Mean Girls, that's okay. October is National Pizza Month, so if you didn't know already, we're halfway there. Better late than never. Go grab a slice.
I'm sure some fat people already doing that. Not to single you guys out. You guys are awesome, but you guys probably already knew. Admit it.
All right. What I will admit is that these last two songs, while they may not be as long as our past playlists, are still fun and will make for a good little solo dance party wherever you are.
That's true. I'm probably just going to headbang a lot. It'll cool me down, you know. This first song is brought to you by the Cominas. It's a cool little Pakistani-American band. I know what you guys are thinking. What? Pakistani-Americans? Make bands? Yeah, and they make really cool ones. This is a punk band from Pakistan, supposedly.
We passed the trees. shit, there's a guy. I don't take my blood. Won't you learn to be dead? Won't you learn to be dead? This you, baby. This you, baby. This you, baby. Yeah, my shoes are talking to me, man. So baked.
That song by the Cominas was called Dish Shoom Bebe. I don't know if you guys could tell that was the title from the song itself, but it was a fun song, and I have another fun song in store for you guys probably next episode. And that last song was by Tijuana No, by Loberta.
Aw, Byron can't read Spanish. That's so cute. For all the times he makes fun of me because I can't read his remixes. The last song you heard after the Cominas was Tijuana No with Bailo Berta. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, so Bailo Berta, which is also slang, I believe, for something.
Something. I was listening to like Dos Minutos the other day, and I could not understand a word they were saying. I was like, are they speaking drunk Spanish?
Shaking my head, Byron. Shaking my head.
Have you listened to it? They speak in slang almost the whole. I think it's a different dialect of Spanish.
Probably, Byron. Shake my head. All right, guys. I know you guys are as sad as we are that we have to say goodbye. We had so much stuff to share, but catch us next week and we shall have more.
It's true. You guys could believe whatever Daniela says, even though all her information is kind of mixed up. Both of our information are mixed up. But in essence, we are telling the truth.
Yes, in essence. So don't forget to have good breakfast. And life is not life without brunch.
And also, have a pleasant tomorrow.